This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live. This is a familiar sound during the holiday season. Red kettles and bell ringers are located in front of grocery and retail stores as the Salvation Army raises funds through Christmas Eve to help needy families. Since 2006, the Salvation Army has held a kettle Christmas drive in Jonesboro and the surrounding area to help aid over 500 families and provide Christmas gifts for over 1,200 children in Craighead, Greene, Mississippi, Poinsett, and Jackson counties. Major Eugene Gessler.
Oh, the kettle drive is the biggest part of our fundraising for, actually, it's the biggest fundraiser we do for the whole year. It will raise the money for Christmas and hopefully enough that it gets us through the first 3 months, what we call our winter season, for our shelter program and for our feeding program as well.
Money collected from the annual kettle drive helps provide food for the Salvation Army's food pantry, which is given to those who are in need of food. And clothing assistance is also provided through a thrift store. Emergency and short-term housing to the community is provided through the Salvation Army's shelter, which can hold as many as 20 people at a time. Disaster assistance and help with utilities are also available through donations made during the kettle drive. Last year, over $95,000 was raised, and Gessler hopes for more this year to help needy families, especially those who are homeless this holiday season.
It's probably wider than most people recognize, unless you know where to look for them. A lot of folks don't pay attention, and they see homeless folks but don't realize they're homeless. Some of them wander the streets. Some of them will be sitting at the library, particularly the colder days, because that's a place where they can stay warm. And some of them really don't want to be mixed in with society too much, and so they try to find private places to stay, and they come in when it's really cold or they really need the help.
And Gessler says the money raised helps during the first 3 months of the new year to help with assistance during those months. Gessler notes they try to raise enough money to last through the hot summer months as well.
The heat is a real problem for folks. A lot of times, hydration. You know, people in the summer, they sometimes need us to just, you know, help provide them with some bottled water, or, you know, the food bank's been pretty good about giving us soda. It's not as good according to the nutritionist for thirst, but, you know, it is something wet and helps people cool down. And people need help with utility bills on their air conditioning.
And Gessler looks for volunteers to help man the kettles. The kettle drive is comprised of volunteers and paid workers. Some of the paid workers make the money to help provide their families with a better Christmas. Gessler tells about who volunteers.
We have one day that 10 of the kettle locations are manned by volunteers for the whole day. That's our celebrity day coming up on December 8th. But aside from that, we have a few clubs that ring. We have some individuals. We have some businesses. Last year, the top business was the Craighead County Bar Association. They raised more on the days that they stood than any other single group. And we encourage other groups to participate as well. It doesn't have to be civic clubs and, you know, business organizations. Sunday school classes can sponsor a kettle for a day.
And Gessler tells about the advantages for using volunteers.
Well, when the volunteers help, it lets us do a better job with the funds that come in. We can do far more when we're not having to pay people out of the proceeds. And that's why we seek the volunteers. But it makes a difference year-round because, as I said, it's our primary fundraiser for the whole year, and it sets the course for us. If we don't make enough to make it through the winter season, things kind of dry up during the summer. And, you know, the need is here in the summer as much as it is in the winter.
At Kroger in Jonesboro, I spoke with volunteer James Hunter, who is ringing the bell during Thanksgiving week. Hunter tells why he was helping for the second year in a row.
I'm here helping Salvation Army to raise money. It's to help the homeless and others who may have fallen down on their luck, even their jobs or whatever. And, you know, they just need a hand. They don't need a whole lot. They just need something to get back on their feet, and Salvation Army does that.
Hunter considers himself blessed and says he's out ringing the bells to help others in times of need.
It's my way of maybe giving a little bit back. I've been very fortunate to... I was in the military for 30-some years, 32 years altogether, and I know that they also help with the veterans. And we, you know, it's just a good thing, a good Christian thing to do, to give back a little bit. It takes a little bit of time, and I have more time than I have money, so you might say this is my way of doing it.
Hunter says the money helps get people back on their feet after facing tough times.
It's helped a lot of folks. I know some people in particular who are back on their feet today and back in their home, and you know, their families are doing good, and you know, that's why you know it's doing the most good, because it's helping the people who they're not just wanting a handout. Matter of fact, many of them, very much like myself, try to do this to kind of give a little bit back, and that is our way of doing it.
At the New Harps grocery store in Jonesboro, Boy Scout Troop 134 had troop members ringing the bells during Thanksgiving week. Troop Committee Chair Jay Clevenger says service projects like bell ringing can teach the scouts valuable lessons.
Well, I hope that they see that giving back to the community is a very vital part of your lifetime. And through scouting, we do a lot of this. This year alone, we've probably given back over 400 hours in community service time. And so the boys are understanding and learning that to grow your community and to be a vital part of your community, you've got to be able to turn around and give back to your community.
Hundreds of families are helped by the money that is raised every year. One story about a family being helped comes from Margaret Curtis. With family in Georgia and Florida, Curtis says she and her fiancé came to Arkansas in January to be closer to her daughter and son. Curtis says she and her fiancé encountered hardships when they reached Arkansas.
Well, we come here looking for work. My oldest daughter lives here in Marmaduke. My fiancé got sick. He had open heart surgery and different things happened, and he couldn't work, and we kind of got stuck. So we've been here since January. And if it hadn't been for the Salvation Army, I'd still be living in my vehicle.
Curtis says they had nowhere to go and lived in her car for 3 months when a guard at St. Bernard's recommended they go to Salvation Army to get help. According to Curtis, they've been staying in the shelter since and have been trying to find a place to stay. Curtis now works overnights at Walmart, and her fiancé is trying to get on disability. Curtis tells how the Salvation Army has helped them out.
They take care of all of our basic needs, food, place to stay over, you know, a roof over our heads. If we need clothes, they help us with that. They suggest different places for jobs, things like that. If you don't know anything about the area, they can tell you about the area. It's staying here, and as long as we've stayed here right now, it's almost like a family atmosphere. Once you get to know everybody, there's a lot of people that come through. But it's they really helped. I mean, like I said, if it hadn't been for them, we have nowhere else to turn. All my family is in Georgia and Florida. We have no one else here. Didn't know anybody here. And it's just, Salvation Army has been a blessing to us. I mean, it really has, because we'd have been in really bad shape, especially after fiance got out of heart surgery. I mean, they put a metal valve in his heart. He's had stents, the whole nine yards. He's trying to get disability, but so far that's not working out. But I mean, I'm working now, so they're giving us a chance. They've given us a second chance is what they've done.
According to Curtis, the Salvation Army is making a difference in the lives of many people.
I think it's making a big impact, because I've seen a lot of people come through here, and it's, without them, these people would be living on the streets. And I mean, literally on the streets. They live behind the bushes, you know, behind buildings. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. Like I said, we lived in our vehicle, and that's where I'd still be if it hadn't been for the Salvation Army, you know. And they make a big impact on the community. The community needs them.
More information on the Salvation Army in Jonesboro can be found at www.uss.salvationarmy.org or by calling 870-932-3785. This is Making a Difference on KASU. Stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.